the chairman, worthy Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Dworkin, executive director of the RSCA, Rabbi Weinrib, whom I offer a very warm mazel tov, Rabbi Chalap, Rabbi Hurt, guests, and friends. First, let me say how delighted I am that we have here a cooperation and coordination amongst Reitz and the RSCA and the OU and the Besdin. I have found it remarkable and disturbing that each of us individually speaks about unity, and it takes so much effort to get us under one roof to work together. I think this should be a happy omen for the future. We are not that many in number that we can afford to make each one to make Shabbos for himself, and it's a good sign that we are now beginning to work together. Obviously, we are called together because of the disaster of September 11th, as we've heard. Disasters come in all shapes and forms. For some people, what is a disaster is other people a stroke of good luck. Ibn Laden doesn't call this a disaster, he calls it a stroke of mazel. Some people, even minor things can be a disaster. New Yorkers after last night. I mean, disasters, I'm speaking of real disasters. And when we speak of real disasters, the question is, how do we respond as a community to catastrophes which encompass large numbers of people, massive ones? And before we speak about massive communal catastrophes, I think we have to begin with private catastrophes. And of course, the most egregious form of private catastrophe is death. And the question is, what effect does death have upon the survivors? And here I'd like to point to the double effect, what I call a double effect of death, and go back to the Avosa Uma. We find that at one point, Esav and Yaakov are negotiating over the Bechora, over the sale of the Bechora. And when Yaakov offers Esav the opportunity to sell the Bechora to him, Esav's response is very significant. Excuse me. He says, Hine anochi halech lamus v'loma zeli Bechora. I'm going to die anyway, so who needs the Bechora? Death, for one type of mentality, is almost a license to do whatever you want, to give up responsibility, because the Bechora was responsibility. In the face of death, everything else sinks into insignificance, and he might as well eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we shall die, as a famous Epicurean proverb goes. So, Hine Anochi Lamus, what is the effect of the knowledge of one's mortality? No responsibility. Loma Zeli Bechora. And a few psukim later, when Yitzchak turns to Esav and wants to give him a bracha, he says to him, Hine Nozak, or to Yaakov, disguised as Esav, Hine Nozak, almost the identical words, Hine Nozakanti Lo Yodati Yomosi. I am old and I don't know when I'm going to die. What is his reaction as a result of his awareness of impending mortality? He wants to give a bracha. And there's almost a verbal significance. Esav knows he's going to die, so he sells the bechora. Yitzchak knows he's going to die, so he wants to leave a bracha. The bechora and the bracha. I never had occasion to speak with so much musical accompaniment. Now these two effects we have in the Torah, each one represented by a different personality as archetypes, but in effect it is a double effect. Let's look at history, a secular history in this case, and I'm referring to one of the most catastrophic catastrophes in the history of the Western world, and that is Black Death, where you have this paradoxical effect. And that was the bubonic plague that raged throughout Europe from 2 years, 1348 to 1350. During this time, according to the best estimates that historians have, fully a quarter to a half of the population of Europe was destroyed. It was a fantastic plague that raced like fire and destroyed almost half of the world. The impact was a profound double effect on the behavior of the population. What do I mean by a double effect? On the one hand, people reacted by extremes. By extremes of turning back to faith, by seeking recourse through religion. Of course, the majority religion was Christianity. Through repentance, through supplication, through prayer. And on the other hand, there was an opposite, an equal reaction. And that was a reversion to licentiousness, to law-breaking, and to savagery. So you had these two effects. In savagery, I must say, we were the carbonists to the largest extent, because towards the, in the middle of this period, towards the end of 48 and the beginning of 1350, countless Jews lost their lives in massacres which spread throughout Europe as an accusation, as we all know, that the Jews poisoned the wells and other water sources, and therefore we were the carbonists of this second of the two effects of catastrophe. And we have this interesting phenomenon of having opposite effects going almost throughout. We go further with the Torah. And the story of Lot, the destruction of Sodom and the devastation that takes place has two effects, both of them on one side of the ledger. First, drunkenness, to the extent that in halacha, the very criterion of drunkenness is shikrusa sheloit, and of course incest. So here is a reaction to catastrophe that is negative. It speaks of debauchery, of isurim, of adayas. On the other hand, on other occasions, the awareness of disaster, massive death, can bring out eschatological elements, mostly towards the end of Bayis Sheni, when the ominous clouds of complete national catastrophe began to gather. There was a very important eschatological note, and the hope for Mashiach, which begins with the Nevi'im even earlier, suddenly burst out in its fullness, and people not only yearn for Mashiach, but they expect them to come imminently, so much so that some Jews actually left the cities and towns and went into the desert. I'm speaking specifically of the Qumran sect, which may be the Isium, and there to await the coming of Mashiach. So the one effect of catastrophe is a stirring up of hope and anticipation of hope in the survivors. One person who speaks of a similar effect of impending catastrophe is Ibsad Yagon and his Emunah Sedeis, who speaks about Golas. Golas came upon Am Yisrael after Bayis Sheni with a specially powerful result. And he says that Golas must be interpreted as partly as punishment and partly as a nisayon, as a test. And the nisayon develops into a sense of purification, a purifying value. And he says that we have swum, he says, I'm translating, of course, in the roaring waves of the kingdoms of Malchios, and as a smelting of silver in the furnace in their fires, we have been purified. So Golas results in purification, even at the same time that it's an Isayon and that it is an Onish. And then he says that in this respect, Golas is like other natural and historic events or disasters, and namely that Kiva Shenitna Reshus LeMashkes Ein HaMafkin Bein Tzadikim LeRishayim, a klal that we all know from elsewhere. But most important of all, is the Torah itself addressing itself to the problem of catastrophe and crisis, when the Torah says, "Batzar lecha mitzaucha kol hadvarim me'ele bi'achris hayamim v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha v'shemata b'kolo." The recommended response of the Torah itself, and of course this goes into halacha as well, that Rambam's idea of tefillah b'tzibur and tainus is it should lead to tshuva, and all the divrei hanaviyim lead to tshuva. So the response is, should be one of tshuva. I believe that in this sense, tshuva does not mean necessarily to sit down and think, maybe I ate my chalos asura someplace, or maybe I didn't make Havdalah Bezmana, maybe I forgot to daven Mincha someday. That's important. But I think the Veshavta V'Shem Elokecha means much more than that. I think in this sense it means a complete reassessment of one's values, a complete reorientation of one's whole personality. And why? Because in the light of a disaster, you suddenly realize your own vulnerability. And what was one of the major effects of the Twin Tower and Pentagon disaster? We Americans learned for the first time on a national scale that we, like the rest of mankind, are vulnerable. We never put it into words before. But in Israel and in Europe and every place in the world, vulnerability is a fact of life. We never experienced that as a national group. So tshuva means that in the face of such vulnerability, in the face of mortality, in the sudden awareness of the fragility of life and its ephemeral quality, we have to return to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have to take another good look at ourselves and our whole Derech HaChayim. So to summarize, there are negative results, the debauchery of Lot, the collapse of a value system, as with Esav, Lamazeli, Bechora. There are positive results that we ought to encourage Yitzchak to give a bracha, Rav Sadia Gaon to the sense of purification, and of course, most important, tshuva. And that is a mixed, it can be positive, it can be negative, and that is Bias HaMashiach. Its full intention is to be positive, but sometimes in the yearning for Mashiach, we are impatient, and the impatience from the Mashiach has historically led to many, many, many terrible things. I needn't go into the whole series of discussion about pseudo-messiahs, false Mashiachim, failed Mashiachim, whatever you wish to call them, which have brought so much difficulty, so much trouble, so much woe for Klal Yisrael in the course of history. Today, of course, the call for tshuva, as I've described it, is especially in place both for Am Yisrael and for the United States of America. In America, now apparently the major effect is to return to faith. Never have so many people gone to their places of worship. I'm using the generic term because it includes everybody. It's a sense of wanting to do something. I think in today's times we read that people were upset when they were not accepted for jury duty because they wanted to do something of civic virtue. Well, this is a sign of a positive effect of a mashber, of a crisis of this sort. I only have to hope that it's not ephemeral, that somehow it will blunt the secularist cutting edge which seems to threaten us constantly. And of course, part of tshuva is to destroy evil. And this country cannot, ought not, may not, dare not be impatient with the way things are proceeding. Catastrophe as well. Catastrophe therefore leads to tshuva, and that in turn must lead to unity. The country has to be unified, even as the result of a death in a family should lead to unity instead of to breaking it apart. I remember hearing something that is worth repeating, that this comes from the historian Shelby Foote, who said that before the Civil War, this country was referred to in the plural. The United States are ready to sign this treaty. The United States are ready to borrow. After the Civil War, and after 670,000 dead, the country switched imperceptibly but permanently to a singular rather than a plural. The United States is ready to go to war. The United States is ready to sign a contract. The United States is ready to borrow money. The result of this terrible tragedy of the Civil War brought the whole country together, and it revealed itself unconsciously in our language. So this, again, is something that we have to strive for. And if that's true of America, it most certainly is true of Israel. We hope that the present tense situation and the korbanos that we read about every single day, almost every single day in the press, and hear from our relatives in Israel, from others, that it will result in unity, which has been remarkably absent in the country, which is divided 50-50, and that will lead ultimately to peace, because without peace, there's nothing else we could have. And for us individually, I would recommend and conclude with a beautiful vart that I saw in the Olas of the Iyah of Rav Kook. And as Chodesh mentioned, we ask for Chayim Shel Bracha. He said it doesn't mean that we ask for a life in which we will receive blessings and brachas. Chayim Shel Bracha means may we have a life in which we give brachas. May we have a life in which we introduce the element of bracha so we feel obligated and responsible to make others feel that life is worthwhile and that life can be beautiful and life can be meaningful. So I conclude with this hope that we shall continue to confer together at all occasions, to be brought together not only by catastrophe but by good news as well, and that all of us will have a Chaim Shel Bracha.
Oh, beautiful.